have Abdu Murray on the phone, and he is, I presume, calling from the Detroit area. And Abdu is a well-known speaker internationally, both domestic and abroad, and he has a lot to say about the culture and the whole idea of seeing each other as human again. That's the title of your coming speech at NMC on March 17th. And Abdu, welcome to WLJN Radio.
Peter, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
You are the president of Embrace the Truth International. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you came to overseeing this ministry.
Thank you so much. So my background is I used to be a Muslim, actually. I'm a believer now in Christ, and it took me 9 years to investigate the claims of Christ from the time I really got a first faithful, credible witness of Christianity by some Christians who actually knew what they were talking about. I spent a lot of time in my life actually trying to knock the faith out of Christians and anybody who wasn't really a Muslim, frankly. And I didn't do it in a jerky way, just kind of, you know, in conversation, but I was opposed to the Christian message. And along the way, I found some Christians who knew what they were talking about, and I was engaging with them. And over the course of a 9-year investigation, you know, into the history, the philosophy, the science, all the theology, all this stuff, I began to see that the Christian message wasn't just credible. It was actually mind-stirring, but also heart-stirring. And so I made it my mission once I gave my life to Christ, because all the things I was looking for, even in Islam, I found them actually fulfilled in a unique, moral, and powerful way in the Christian message. And so I dedicated my life to wanting to get other people to see the credibility of that gospel. And so I founded, along with some friends, a ministry called Embrace the Truth International, recognizing that people don't always embrace the truth just because of the evidence, but they also need a push, because there's a lot of cost to pay in becoming a Christian. Sometimes there's barriers. So we want people to embrace the truth no matter the cost. So our ministry, Embrace the Truth, offers the credibility of the gospel to every questioner we encounter, but hopefully with gentleness and with respect.
Mm-hmm. And as you enter into platforms such as you will be at Northwest Michigan College and engaging with students, how does your background and how you came to Christ, how is that able to break some of the cultural barriers that you seem to find, especially in the day and age we live in today?
Yeah, what a great question. You know, I think about what would position me is I came from a worldview that was antithetical to the Christian faith in terms of theology and in terms of some of the outworkings politically and socially as well. And so I was resistant to the gospel message. And so when I'm talking to a college student, or I'm talking to people in politics or business or whatever it might be who don't share my worldview, I know that my current worldview, I know what it's like to actually be confronted with the credibility of a worldview that is different than yours, and not even different, but in some ways opposing of it. So how do you actually bridge the gap between someone's desire to hold on to their convictions? Because convictions we hold with a closed fist, not angrily, but we hold them with a closed fist because we hold them tightly. And you can pry someone's fist open, which is really painful, or you can gently ask them to open up their hand. And I think that's the approach I want to bring, is I want to bring truth, but understanding that people have issues and they have baggage to their big questions. So I want to answer people, not questions. So, and the Apostle Paul tells us that in Colossians chapter 4. He tells us that we ought to have our speech be gracious, as though seasoned with salt, so we may know how to answer each person. Not each question, not each controversy, not each issue of the day, but each person. Now we address the questions, controversies, and issues of the day, because people need answers, not questions, but they use their questions to get those. And so people graciously gave me answers to my questions and my issues when I wasn't a Christian. And so I know what it's like to engage with non-Christians, because I was one. And what is the best, most fruitful way to actually open up someone's mind to the possibility that the Christian message is credible for the mind and can touch the heart?
All right. Again, we're talking with Abdu Murray, and you live down in the Detroit area. And we'll go into a little bit of background on that. But we're going to be talking about the title of your lecture. That's coming up March 17th at Scholar Hall in NMC's campus. He is an apologist, comes from a Muslim background, now knows Jesus Christ as personal savior. And you're bringing a message all over the country and around the world. It's called Seeing Each Other as Human Again. It begs a lot of questions. So why don't you explain that?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much. And when I think about what's going on culturally, and I've spoken at campuses all across the country in different parts of the world, what I've been seeing emerging over the past few years, and it's not a mystery. I mean, you turn on the news, you look at social media. What we've done essentially is we've tribalized everything, where we see people as the unapproachable other, that if I have a certain political bent or a religious bent or a social issue that's important to me, and I encounter someone who doesn't share that view, we've engaged in what I call the Hitlerization of social commentary. In other words, if I have a view and someone disagrees with me, that person automatically must be Hitler or Stalin or whatever it is.
And it's like the cancel culture, isn't it?
Very much so. And so what we've done, that culture has arisen in spades lately today because we have lost the ability to separate someone's humanness from their ideas. And so if someone has an idea we disagree with, their idea must be equivalent to who and what they are. This is not what the Christian faith teaches. Sadly, Christians have succumbed to this temptation as well, is to say if you're, you know, non-Christian or if you're liberal or if you're ultra-right wing or whatever, that somehow defines you. And the Bible says no, no matter what you say, think, believe, or do, you are made in God's image. Now we have mess that up, but it still is a fact that we are made in God's image. And so what I think we need to do, and what the Christian message offers us, is a way back to seeing each other as people made in God's image, no matter what our opinions are, so that we can engage with the opinion, we can engage with the view, without denigrating the person, without suddenly Hitlerizing them.
Right.
This is a message, I think, for Christians and non-Christians alike.
It gives a platform of, well, a non-confrontational, brings people together, not on their opinions, but the fact remains is that we're all people, we all have emotions, we all have feelings, we all have opinions, but we can't cancel out just because we don't agree with it. And you're going to be talking to NMC students coming up on Thursday, March 17th at Scholars Hall. In relationship to your talk, what can we expect in terms of formats when you talk and engage with these kids? And what kind of encouraging interaction do you hope to expect from the audience?
And interaction is the key word there, Pete, is that, one, I want to give a short message so we can allow maximum amount of time for interaction. I've found that minds open and hearts are touched when people interact with the questions. And so I want to hear as many questions as we can from the students, and hopefully be able to offer some level of answer in a way that is credible and respectful of their questions. So we're trying to maximize the amount of question time. So I'm going to give my talk and then open it up for questions. How I like to put it is no question off limits, is that we can talk about anything and every topic that there could be, including specifically the methods we talk about, but also the very hot button issues of our day, from race to sexuality to faith to science to you name it, we can talk about it.
All right. Again, Abdu Murray, president of Embrace the Truth International, author of several books, including Saving Truth, Finding Meaning and Clarity in a Post-Truth World. You're an author of a number of different books. By the way, Abdu, you're a graduate of U of M Law School.
I am. Okay. I'm undergraduate and law school.
Yeah, and were you born and raised in Michigan?
I was, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be nice to have you with us. Thanks for joining me, Abdu. We're looking forward to having you here coming up March 17th, Scholars Hall and NMC campus. And God bless you, my friend. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you.